Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and today we further narrow it down to the final two broadcast days of year 2021. On Monday, of course, Bob presented the first of a week-long series of messages starting with the New Covenant. On Tuesday, he continued the good news with the theme, You Are Forgiven. Yesterday, of course, was quite a day as Andrew laid out the detail of plans for a greatly expanded ministry, merging Basic Gospel with his ministry called The Grace Message, and what exciting things are in store, moving the message forward like never before into the new year. And that brings us to this current moment. Now again, we turn to Bob Christopher for today's message called He is Alive, and Bob, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thanks, Bob, and it's just the greatest message that's ever been told. Those words, those three words, He is Alive, just pierce through this world. It's like the voice of God just bringing life to us, yep. And that is what this gospel message is all about. It really is a message of life. That's what we learned as far as the new covenant. The new covenant is a covenant of life. The old was a covenant of death. It was of condemnation and judgment. But this new covenant is a ministry of life, and we see that through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, as far as the story of Christianity, the story of the good news, this aspect of the story, the resurrection of Jesus, is where skeptics really kind of raise their voices and say, this just can't be. Yeah. I mean, how could somebody be raised back to life and live forever? But that's what the foundation of Christianity is built upon. It is built upon the resurrection of Jesus. And Paul really lays that out in his resurrection chapter, 1 Corinthians 15. He says, and if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. So everything rests upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If we're going to have a faith that is meaningful, that is a saving faith, it has to be tied to this great fact that Jesus Christ was crucified, that he was buried, and that on the third day he was raised back to life. And so Paul goes on to say, we are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it's true that the dead are not raised. So what was the message of those apostles? What was Paul's message? What was Peter's message? What was the message of the others that went forth after the resurrection of Jesus? It was simply this, that he is alive, that he died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he was raised back to life, and he's alive today.
Yes.
That is the good news. And folks, he's still alive. He is alive today, seated at the right hand of God the Father. But here's even better news. He has sent his Spirit to come and take up residence in those who have turned to him by grace through faith. So he's alive, living in us. That is the mark of every single believer in Jesus, that resurrection life is now indwelling you as a believer in Christ Jesus. So Paul goes on in this, and he says, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. So nothing has changed for you if Christ had not been raised from the dead. You're still in your sins, and that's an awful place to be. But because Christ has been raised, and because you have trusted in him, you have been taken out of your sins, and you have been placed in Jesus. He said, those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished, and if in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied, if indeed Christ had not been raised from the dead. Yeah. But here's the good news. This is verse 20 of 1 Corinthians 15. But in fact, this is the truth. This is reality. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, that's what happened to all of us born into this world because we came from Adam's lineage. we come into this world in the same way that he was after the fall. We come into this world dead spiritually. We've all died in Adam. But here is the good news. So also in Christ shall all be made alive. This is the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the importance of those three words. He is alive. It means that you too can be made alive together with him. And that's exactly what happens. Ephesians chapter 2, one of my favorite chapters in all the Word of God, especially verses 1 through 10. Paul really lays it out. We were dead in trespasses and sin. God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love for us, made us alive together with Christ, for by grace we have been saved. So because Jesus is alive, when we trust him, we're made alive together with him. That's what it means to be saved by grace, to go from death to life in Jesus Christ. So the resurrection has immense importance as far as our experience is concerned, as far as our eternal destination is concerned, because he lives, we live. Yeah. That is the good news of the gospel. But here's even better news. This resurrected Jesus has come to live inside of us. So he was raised from the dead. He raises us to life spiritually. Then he sends his spirit to take up residence in us. So we have the resurrected Jesus living in us. Resurrection life, resurrection power, just at the very heart and soul of who we are. That's why Paul is very clear in his words and saying this: therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. So because Jesus lives, you have become a new creation. You are alive together with Christ. Christ is now living in you. You have been joined to the Lord, and you are one spirit with him. And all of this is because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Indeed. Well, it's basic gospel, friends, as Bob is underscoring the truth, the reality that Jesus is alive and by his Spirit is actively working in our lives today. You know, as we move toward the new year, we urge you, our friends, to step up and help take advantage of this phenomenal $90,000 matching grant offer we've been telling you about. Every dollar you give toward matching that $90,000 means that it can actually double to $180,000 to move forth the message that has the power to change lives now and for eternity. So think about it, my friends. As you give to support this message and the messengers, you have a part in every life that is reached. So with the year-end approaching, please make your gift right now. You can do that at basicgospel.net, and be assured that every dollar you give will be matched and will help the message to go forth, as Bob says, like never before. Again, please make your gift at basicgospel.net. Now again, with more good news, here's my friend Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and I certainly want to echo what you were just saying about the matching grant, and we're asking you to be as generous as possible to help spread this good news like never before in the new year, and every dollar will help to do that. But back to our topic, and that's the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the fact that he is alive, and he is alive living in you as a believer. And talk about amazing truth. And it's something that we don't, I think, fully comprehend or spend enough time really trying to understand exactly what that means. But here in the simplest terms, it means that we are now on the other side of death. So before we were saved, before we came to Christ by grace through faith, we were dead in trespasses and sins, and we were under the law of sin and death. And so the law of sin and death had already judged us guilty and had already sentenced us to eternal death. That was our condemnation. We were under that condemnation. Now, the only way for that law of sin and death to be fulfilled is for us to die. That is when the law is fully carried out, when the sentence, when the punishment is carried out in us. Well, that's death. Well, we died in Christ Jesus. We have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer us who lives, it's Christ who lives in us. And the life we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. So we died in Christ, and we've been raised together with Christ. We've been made alive with Christ. So we are on the other side of death. So everything that applied to us before, when we were lost, that no longer is a reality for us. We're in resurrection life, and we are being led by the Spirit of God. When we were lost, it was the rule of law. We were under the law of sin and death. That law has been fulfilled. Death has been carried out in us through faith in Jesus Christ. Now we're alive, so we're on the other side of death. So what did Jesus do through his resurrection? He brought us through death, and now we're experiencing new life in him. So the implications are astounding as to what that means. When we were lost, we were concerned about sin. We were concerned about punishment of sin. We were concerned about the consequences and all of those sort of things. And then we realized, wait a minute, Jesus took care of all of that through his death on the cross. It has been totally fulfilled, and through faith in him, that's now been fulfilled in us. So now we've gone through death. We're on the other side of death, and now we can simply concentrate on life. We can concentrate on Christ's life, the resurrected life. That's where God wants our focus to be, on life. That's good news. And boy, when we start to focus there, when we start to turn our attention to this new life that we have in Jesus, we're going to see this new life explode through us, and it's going to be a benefit to others. This thing called Christianity, it's not a belief system, although we have beliefs. Our belief is in the resurrected Jesus. Our belief is in the fact that God raised him from the dead. Our belief is in the fact that he died and took away our sins. But when we believe all that, it brings to us life. And that's what Christianity is all about. And that's what the world longs to see, the life of Christ lived out through Christians, lived out through the church. That's what's going to amaze the world. That's what's going to kind of put them on notice that there is something different among those people.
Right.
And what's different among those people, among us, is the presence of the resurrected one, the presence of Christ himself, and the fact that we have joined him in the resurrection, that we have been raised to walk in the newness of life. Now, for this to happen, there's lots of things that Christ had to do through his death. And that's some of the good news of the gospel as well. And what did he have to do? Well, he had to take away our sins once and for all, and he did that. We talked about that on Tuesday's broadcast, the fact that Jesus took all of our sins, he bore those sins in his body, and then he sent them away from us as far as the east is from the west. And as a result, we stand before God as a forgiven person. So God would never have been able to make us alive together with Christ if first he hadn't dealt with the sin issue through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus. So he took away our sins. He took them away once and for all. He cleansed us. He cleansed us internally so that we could die to those dead works and we could come alive to serve the living God. So he forgave us. He cleansed us. He made us holy by that one sacrifice. He has made us holy. Well, that means he's set us apart. Well, God isn't going to live in an unholy vessel.
Right.
So he made us holy so that he could send the resurrected Jesus to live in and through us. He made us righteous. He who knew no sin became sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So righteousness is now ours. That's been imputed to us, imparted to us in the giving to us of his very life. Well, he couldn't live in an unrighteous vessel, so he made us righteous. And then he made us alive. God is the God of the living, not the God of the dead. He's not going to put himself in a dead vessel. So he made us alive together with Christ. All of that so that he could take up residence in us. So as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, we have the resurrected one living in us. We have resurrection power living in us. Now, there's no power, there's no force in this universe that is more powerful than resurrection force or resurrection power. I mean, it has power over death, power over the fiercest of all of our enemies. That's death.
Yes.
Well, God has power over that. He demonstrated that power in the resurrection, and we have that power living in us. So God did all of this work through the death of Christ to forgive us, to cleanse us, to make us holy, to make us blameless, to give us righteousness, to make us alive, so that he could come and live inside of us. So are you getting the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ? This is more than just a fact of history. This is your life. Your eternal life hinges on that truth that he was raised from the dead. That's why he announced himself and pronounced to his followers that he is the resurrection and the life. And though we may die, we are going to live forever with him and in him and through him. Because he's the resurrection and the life. So, Bob, this is such good news. And, you know, I've heard skeptics say, as a matter of fact, I recall Larry King saying one time on a broadcast, and he was talking to a Christian, a well-known leader within Christianity at that time. I forget who it was. But they were talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and Larry King was saying, if it's true, that changes everything.
Yeah.
Well, folks, it is true, and it does change everything. It brings you through death and puts you on the other side of it. And, you know, you look at the law, Bob, and the law has rules and regulations, and it says you're not supposed to do these things, but if you do, you're guilty, and with that guilt comes punishment. Well, we're on the other side of that. The law has no clause in it to deal with resurrection. So if somebody is found guilty of a particular crime, a jury of their peers hears all the facts of the case, and then they determine that you indeed are guilty, then they're going to set a punishment. Well, once that punishment has been carried out, then as far as that crime is concerned, the law has nothing more to say.
Right.
Well, as far as our sins, the punishment for those sins has been carried out. And now we've been raised to life. And so the law has nothing more to say to us. Why? Because we died in Christ. It can't touch us now that we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. So if somebody has been judged guilty of a crime and their sentence is death, and they take the lethal injection and they die, and then sometime later they come back to life, they're free.
Yes.
They're free from the law. Why? Because the law had already been fulfilled in them. That's the case for us.
Right.
We're on the other side of death, which means the law has been totally fulfilled in us. Our sins have been punished to the fullest extent of the law, and now we can experience resurrection life without fear and with the joy of embracing this life and in experiencing it to the full.
Yes.
Talk about great news.
I'll say
this is great news. That's why the resurrection is the heart and soul of Christianity. That's why it is the hinge on which all of it turns. Take away the resurrection, there is no Christianity.
Right.
Take away the resurrection, there is no faith. Take away the resurrection, there is no hope beyond the grave.
Right.
Insert the resurrection, it changes everything. Absolutely everything. So this resurrected Jesus has come to live inside of you. Because he's living inside of you, it means you are always in God's favor.
Right.
His presence is there with you every single step of the way. So his presence means his favor is upon you, that you are living in the realm of God's grace. That's what you stepped into the very moment that you believed. And God's presence in the person of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the resurrected Jesus, that is God's favor in a very tangible and real way. And this resurrected one, this Jesus Christ himself, is always at work in you.
Yeah.
And he's not asleep at the wheel. He's not taking a nap. He's not off somewhere else tending to business in some other part of the universe. He is always at work in you.
Yeah.
Yes, he's tending to other things in the universe, but he is omnipresent. He is omnipotent. He is everything. And so he can be tending to something over there and be fully engaged and at work in you. And what does that work in you look like? It's a work to will and to do of his good pleasure. In other words, he wants to set loose the power of the resurrection in and through you. And can you imagine the impact on this world if the resurrection power of Jesus Christ was let loose within the church, within all the individuals who bear the name of Jesus Christ? That's what the world is looking for.
Yeah.
That's what's been deposited in us, the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So he is at work to will and to do of his good pleasure. So how do you live in light of this truth? We talked about it earlier, Galatians 2:20. You've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer you who live, but Christ lives in you. And the life you now live is lived by faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. If he's overcome death, my goodness, what can he overcome in your life?
Absolutely. Bob, thank you for the clear teaching that Jesus Christ is alive, living in us, and is active today. By his grace, through faith, we have come to him. What good news that is, and thank you, my brother, for your sharing today. Well, tomorrow on Basic Gospel, we will conclude the series of the week, the year, and our time here at Basic Gospel as Bob Christopher shares a message called The Great I Am. It's going to be another fabulous message, friends, and I hope you're going to be here for it. As we close the broadcast today, please remember what I said earlier, that every dollar you contribute toward matching our $90,000 matching gift grant will help to expand the reach of the United Ministries like never before. And that in every life that is touched and changed by the message, you have a part in that. So I think that's a worthy thing to support. So with the year-end rapidly approaching, we encourage you to please make your most generous gift as you visit basicgospel.net. Again, just click donate at basicgospel.net and see every dollar that you give doubled. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again one final time for The Great I Am. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.